Why is it that lately I have seen some left-wing American media attacking you?
We got attacked, me and my colleague Aaron Mate at the Gray Zone. We got attacked in The Nation by Katha Pollitt, who's sort of the voice of pussy hat Democratic Party pro-Hillary feminism for challenging Israel's Hamas mass rape October 7th propaganda and meticulously taking it down, clinically combing through their claims and taking them down, exposing their sources. And she just attacked us as conspiracy theorists and rape apologists without even acknowledging our case. So it looks like we're breaking through. And if we remember, Hillary Clinton participated in the rollout at the UN of Israel's propaganda campaign to claim that mass rape took place on October 7th, which is itself a conspiracy to support genocide in Gaza, to win over the pantsuit feminists and the progressive base of Joe Biden in support of this. And so obviously we're making an impact, and the Hillary Clinton crowd is obviously shaken by this, and they're deploying their media proxies against us.
Good. I'm glad they're shaken by it. And I'm glad I know the effect you're having, because I see it on my fan base, but I'm glad that you're having that effect. Now, talking about the mass rape, what is the story of the Washington Post rescinding a statement in which it had quoted the Israeli defense minister himself, claiming that interrogations of captured Palestinians revealed that Hamas had designated specific Hamas fighters to rape specific IDF soldiers, published in the Washington Post and then rescinded? What is that all about?
Yeah, today we published a piece by our contributor Wyatt Reed on how the Washington Post actually retracted a claim by the Israeli defense minister at the request of the Israeli defense minister,